Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jake Volnick with you guys here on Overtime on The Fan. Coming up in about an hour's time, we're going to get to, as we always do at 9 o'clock, get a grip. But right now, let's head out to The Fan Hotline, covers the Cleveland Browns for Cleveland.com. He joins us every Friday at 8 o'clock. It's Coach Riz, Lance Risland, joining us now. Lance, what's going on?
Hey, Jake, what's going on, my friend? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, a football Friday. We're right around the corner. I'm excited for it. We're coming off a loss, but that's all right. You know, I still have high hopes. I'm still excited for things to get under the right way.
You know, absolutely. The Browns played, you see what they can be, right? So obviously they lost, and it's a product-based business. But there was a lot, you know, they had a couple missed kicks. They had a couple fluke interceptions. That could have been a little better throw. You could have caught it. But there are some things that you can build on, right? This is not the 1-31 Browns where they don't have talent. They have talent. They just got to put it together. And they got to believe they can win, which I do. I think they do. I'll be shocked if they're not in the game this week just because I think they know they can compete with anybody.
I mean, listen, an 11.5-point spread, because you bring that up, Lance. I mean, I talked about it earlier this week. That spread seems insane to me when you take in all the factors. Like, if Vegas looked at this team as two teams on paper, I can see the 11.5. But when you bring in AFC North football, the way that the Browns and Ravens have battled over the last couple of years, trading games back and forth, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's like the last 10 games is a 5-5 split. 11.5 seems almost ridiculous, doesn't it?
Well, you know what, and it especially seems ridiculous, like you said, for all that, but the Browns played fairly well on offense. They showed they can control the ball, but really that defense is legit, and that defense, they're going to see how well they match up because the Ravens are really, really good, and they're different than the Bengals. But, you know, this defensive line is for sure legit. Schlesinger is legit. They got good secondary guys. Delpit, I think, is going to be big this week with spying maybe. So, yeah, I think it's a huge spot. Obviously, that's kind of – for me, that's looking back to what they were last year. I didn't feel like they were that team last week against the Bengals. Now, they had some – you know, everybody says that was the Browns. But you know what? Those fluke things happen, and when you're not playing well, people kind of assume that it's a good – same old Browns. I don't think so. I think this team is ready to compete. Win – obviously, winning is – it's something that takes a lot of time and a lot of effort, but I think they're getting close, and I think they're going to compete hard on Sunday.
All right, Lance, let's look back to last Sunday against the Bengals really quick. A couple of the different things that we saw. One of them that I wanted to highlight right out of the gate and get your opinion on was Greg Newsome playing the outside. Wasn't initially, obviously, coming into this year as an outside corner, but M. Jamerson goes down, he's asked to do it. Everybody graded him looking really well. Did you see the same thing? How good did he look up on tape to you?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. When I watched the film during the game in live action, I was kind of shocked that they weren't taking Ward and putting him with Chase Moore. So that tells you they have confidence in Newsome. And then he played with great confidence. He played with great footwork. He uses his hands very well. He's really good in press. You know, if you go watch him practice every day, he's such a confident kid. And obviously that rubs up people wrong sometimes because he celebrates and stuff. But that's not, you know, I mean, for me, celebrations and doing those things, that's genuine from him. He's a passionate guy that really plays hard. I was super impressed with his technique. I thought he competed really well. He competed well at the catch point. Like I said, I think he's better. I wanted him to back up a little bit kind of deal. But when you watch him, I think he's better impressed because it brings that competitive nature out of him and he can use his hands. He's really, really good with his initial shot on that receiver. And he competed really well. Him and Ward were outstanding.
Let's look at these rookies really quick. I mean, top to bottom, obviously you don't see the quarterbacks. You didn't see Quinshon Judkins in week one. But both on the offensive and defensive side of the ball, the rookies flourished. Which guy to you stood out the most on tape, was the most impressive?
Well, you know, the one that's not going to show up with a ton of stats is going to be Mason Graham. But Mason Graham, when you watch him on film, he takes up a ton of people. He's constant. He's so active, him and Malik Collins in there. So he's going to be exactly, once the pads went on, and you and I have talked about, he's exactly what I thought he's going to be, and he's only going to get better. Schlesinger is Schlesinger, and he's already at a high level, and he's only going to get better. Obviously, Fannin with Njoku has a chance. 12 personnel was their base set last week, and I thought that was really good. And Fannin hasn't shocked me at all with what he's done, and I think he'll continue to get better. But the guy that obviously those are the easiest choices, but the guy who really impressed me was the tailback in Samson because of his toughness. You know, he's a little guy, and once he gets into his role where he doesn't have to be the bell cow, I think he's going to be outstanding. He was really good out of the backfield. You know, it's tough for him to run between the tackles. He's not a huge guy, but he was a lot tougher than I thought. And I was really impressed with him, all those guys. But the other three guys, they gave me what I thought they would give me. Samson was really tough in there, and I was super impressed, and I think he's going to be an outstanding back moving forward.
Now, I really liked what I saw to Samson too, Lance, but clearly from a run game perspective, the Browns probably did not activate the way that they wanted to activate, right? The pass game had to pick up for a lot of it. Decent likelihood that Quinshon Judkins is going to be in there this week. He's officially listed as questionable, but rumors swirling are that he could be there. How much do you think he's going to be able to do, and what kind of uplift does he bring to this team?
Well, I said this all week. I think the thing that's going to keep him just not being in the major rotation is pass protection, right? Making sure that he can protect the quarterback on passing downs. But, you know, he's run all those plays, power, counter, pin and pull, all those plays they run, Stefanski runs, they ran at Ohio State. And for a back like him, he understands those schemes. So the running part of it will be fine, knowing where he's going, things like that. Obviously, the condition, game speed is different than practice speed, so he's going to have to get into a little bit of game speed. But I can see him getting 5 to 7 carries and being productive. But for the run game, Jake, I think the big thing that's going to improve, and the more I watch the film, obviously they didn't double team very well, and that double team is very important. Obviously, two things come down to double teams, toughness and technique. And we know those guys inside are tough. They're veterans, and they've moved people before. They just got to get back to working together and getting those double teams down. Then they had some misassignments on the second level with those linebackers and safeties. That will also come along. But that's where this run game will improve, is I think Junkins can get them a little bit more in terms of being a little bit heavier, but that run game is going to be better with the offensive line and when they get better. And I think they will continue to get better because they're going back to what they do best. And I think they're going to improve week in and week out. They're going to know their assignments week in and week out, and they're going to get better and better. Now, this is a tough week because they're going against a really good defensive line, but I do think they're going to get better. And I do think Junkins doesn't solve the run game problem, but I think he definitely helps. You add another piece to it, but the foundation of it is those guys inside.
Lance Reisland, Coach Riz, with us here on the Fan Hotline. All right, Coach, let's look ahead to this week coming up on Sunday against the Bengals. I want to start with a little bit of a Browns perspective here, though. Joe Flacco, obviously, getting into game two. We've talked, all week, kind of how he's looked. How does the responsibility change going from, if at all, playing the Bengals defense and what you're responsible for to, okay, clearly an upgraded defense going against the Ravens and that job evolving or differing in any way?
Well, going back to what we just talked about, the run game's got to improve, and that will help him. Now, what he can do, I thought they did a really nice job of, when the run game struggled, getting the ball to the edge and almost those extended runs, those swing passes, those little check downs, the little screens. They did a nice job of saying, hey, we can't run the ball. We've all been there as offense coordinator when your run game doesn't get going, but you got to have an answer. And I thought Stefanski and Flacco did a good job of, almost an extended handoff. This week, the plan is really simple. They have, for them to win, regardless of who they play, they have to protect the football, obviously. I still think that defense needs to give them some short field so they don't have to go 10 to 15 plays every time, because that's really hard to do. But for him, Joe Flacco is a guy, he's, hopefully with the run game, that'll loosen up so he can take some shots deep, and he's just got to continue to protect the football. Those interceptions, they'll go on him, but interceptions that are bad are when you don't go to the right spot, you get a poor read, or you throw a terrible ball. He didn't really throw a terrible ball. It wasn't great, but he went to the right place, and he was going to the right people. So I think that'll limit his interceptions and his turnovers. But it really comes down to, the Browns have to play really good special teams. They have to make sure they run the ball a little bit. They got to take a couple shots, maybe a little bit vertical. And then, Fannin, Njoku, I still think Njoku's got to get more involved. He's so good when he catches the ball. And once again, but I don't think it changes in what he has to do. He has to protect the football and make the plays when they're presented to him. And I think that defense will keep them in the game, where he's going to have a couple chances to take a couple deep shots, and he's got to hit them when they're available, because there won't be a lot of them.
This team comes out this week, Lance, is so confident. Obviously, they played a good game last week. I'm sure a lot of guys walk away from that going, we probably should have gotten the win, as I'm sure you did, I did, and everybody in the city of Cleveland did. But we hear very confident comments from guys like Jerry Jeudy saying the secondary is not a problem. Denzel Ward talked about how 11.5 points is disrespectful. We had Grant Delpit saying Derrick Henry's not hard to tackle. Why all the confidence surging so much forward-facing this week and not week one against the Bengals or, you know, heading into the season in that exact same way?
Well, you know, I think everybody thought they had a good chance to beat the Bengals. It was a good matchup. They've played well with them over. They've played them well over the years. This is a physical Ravens team that's going to come at you. They're going to challenge you. You know, they're going to try to offensive line's going to try to move you against your will. All that tough guy stuff. They're really big. This is a big, big football team, even for the NFL. They're inside. Their offensive line averages 320 pounds. They're 6'5" across. So it's just a physical bunch. And this is a Super Bowl. This team has Super Bowl aspirations, and Lamar Jackson's kind of a difference maker. So I think this week they've been so disrespected and so, like, you have no chance. These are grown men being told they have no chance against other grown men. And when you do that, I don't mind the talking. It's one of those things, if it goes outside your character is when it doesn't seem right. Those guys who said we're going to be okay, those are the kind of guys, that's how they play, and that's their kind of their personality. And as long as, and I want to say back it up, because sometimes you play poorly, but their energy and way they practice, I'm okay with that. Now, if it can't get out of line, but you got to have confidence. You got to believe you can win. This is not a contact sport. This is a collision sport, and you got to have some confidence when you play. And I'm okay with that confidence leading in. Hopefully they can execute. So match that confidence with execution. And if they do that, they'll have a chance on Sunday. Regardless of what everybody says, they can compete with the Baltimore Ravens. I have no question.
All right, Lance, take me into the mind of an NFL team here. You have the 30th season anniversary coming up for the Ravens on Sunday, something that obviously Cleveland's taken a lot of umbrage with, considering, you know, Baltimore steals your team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Team celebrates their 30th anniversary while you're there. Is that something that truly acts as a chip on the shoulder for this team? Or are they so far removed from it that that's just not even something in their mind?
Well, I think they're far removed from it. I think it's more for the fans, you know, more people of my age, you know, people in the media business like you and I who are covering them and finding those stories. But I'll be honest with you, I would be disappointed if it was more than it should be, right? So these are grown men who get paid to play football, and you should not have to be motivated. I was saying that to JP last week. You know, bulletin board material in the NFL, if you need bulletin board material in the NFL to get motivated, then your team's probably not very good. Now, it can be irritating, and it may lead to, I mean, I think that was some of the talk that happened with the confidence and stuff. But in terms of your preparation, how you're getting, you should prepare each week the same way. You should have your scouting report. You should know your guy, your individual. You're trying to win your individual matchups. And I don't think it should have. You should be motivated to win a conference game. You should be motivated to play one of the rivals in your league. So I don't think it should be. I hope it's not, Jake. I hope it's not a huge motivation. And just the idea of going to win the football game is your big motivation.
All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty. And Lance Risen here with us on the Fan Hotline. Browns, obviously, defense has a huge matchup once again in back-to-back weeks now coming up. You got to find a way, probably not to stop him, because I don't know if that's possible, but try to contain Lamar. Is that possible? We had JOK sort of as the Lamar stopper. Clearly, he's not going to be available this year. They don't have that same weapon. Are they going to be able to get that done?
Well, you know, I think Grant Delpit's going to be a guy. I think Swessinger's a guy. I think Swessinger moves well enough that he can handle that, but they got to pass rush smart. They got to make sure they kind of build a wall, and they got to change it up. So quarterbacks who run really well, everybody thinks you always got to, you know, kind of contain them and build a wall. Well, you have to do that, but you also have to pressure. And if you look back at some of the teams that have had success against Lamar Jackson, they brought five or six. And then you also got to pick, you know, it's the least poison. What's the poison that's going to kill you the least, right? And for me, that's keeping him in the pocket. And when they do their zone reads and they do those, I always call them run-run option. Everybody has their own term for it, but he can hand it off or he can run it, right? And for me, you want to make sure on that read, he always gives it. Now, you're giving it to Derrick Henry. I understand that. But you want to make sure you don't get beat by two knives. You want to get beat by one knife. And Derrick Henry, if he beats you, great. But he's 30 years old. I don't care how good he is. He's been really good. But make the running back, when you have Lamar Jackson, make the running back beat you. And if he can, he can. But I think the Browns are good enough against the run. So make him throw from the pocket. Make him hand the ball off on those when he has an option, when he's running zone read and, you know, all those things they do, which Monken does a great job. And just make him be patient. And, you know, a guy like that doesn't always want to be patient because they're so good. So that would be my best bet. Keep him in the pocket. Make him give on those read games. Try to make sure you keep Zay Flowers out of the mix. Maybe take away some of those easy throws. So a little bit more press coverage. And you just kind of you hang in there. You know he's going to make some plays and just keep hanging in there and maybe create a turnover. But again, take the least. What does he do? He does everything well. But make him throw from that pocket and make him hand off because that's what he doesn't want to do. And throwing from the pocket – he's still really good, but he's not as good as when he's out improvising.
Now, Lance, you bring up Derrick Henry. Obviously, Henry's a guy that's incredible, but the Browns have relatively kept him in check for his production that he gets against other teams. In the games he's played against Cleveland, averaging just 56 yards per game, which, again, seems like kind of a lot, but not for Derrick Henry. How difficult is he to stop in his current form? Because we've seen two of his best games come in the last year of being able to run on the Browns in this Ravens offense. Is he stoppable?
Well, you know, you got to contain him. He's not stoppable, but you have to make sure, like that free safety that we've talked about making tackles. So you got to make sure if he breaks one, you got to tackle him. You got to get him on the ground. A 20-yard gain is okay once in a while because you're a pressure defense, but you can't give up that home run, and you can't let that momentum get in by giving up a home run. Now, what's made him so good with the Ravens is that he has Lamar Jackson. So as you go into a staff meeting on Monday, the Browns go into a staff meeting on Monday, they have to now stop Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. So when Derrick Henry didn't have Lamar Jackson, your focus is all about putting eight in the box. You don't care who the quarterback is because it's not Lamar Jackson and it's not a guy who can kill you. So that's you're able to kind of say, you know what, we're going to stop the run. We're going to make everybody else beat you. Well, if you stop the run against, you know, the Ravens right now, you're saying, okay, we're going to put the ball in the quarterback's hands, who happens to be Lamar Jackson. So that's kind of the problem. They have such – and what their scheme with Monken does with the zone reads and the multiple formations and how big they are up front, and it just makes it really tough to prepare for them. So you can't go into the week thinking, we're just got to stop Derrick Henry. They have too many weapons on offense, which is why he's been so successful, because the box hasn't been as, you know, packed, and they got to make sure they cover these guys. And so it just – the balance on offense has made him even better.
I want to go into some of the things that I've heard on Joe going up against in this game specifically. I've heard people talk about Joe as if he's an outfielder in baseball, right? Where, oh, well, he's played here plenty of times, so he sort of understands the landscape that's out there, right? We talk about it with changing dimensions in the outfield in baseball. A football field at the end of the day is the same amount of yards across as it is long at every single place that you play. Is it truly an advantage for Joe going back somewhere where he knows so well that he's played so many years of his career for? Or once you get on the football field, do they all look the same?
Well, they all do look the same. So I think the only advantage he has is every single day he saw that odd front. So they like to run an odd front, and they have – I've said this every year with the draft. They have guys they like to draft. So inside, they're monsters. They have three guys at down line of scrimmage. They have Matabuke, Jones, and Washington. Those guys are all just kind of eating up space. And then they got, you know, Owe and Van Noy, who are the 6'5 outside backers. And then obviously, you got Roquan Smith inside. And then you got Kyle Hamilton on the back end and Malachi Starks, who's a really good rookie. So what they do – is they've always had this scheme, and you know they're super aggressive. So what the advantage Joe has, it absolutely makes no difference in terms of knowing where he's playing, because you're right, they're all 100-yard field, but it's hard to play away anywhere in the NFL. But he does know the scheme, and he does know that these guys will be super aggressive. So double moves. He understands he has to get rid of the ball quick. He understands, he understands what that defense is going to do, because that odd front is what he had to practice against for years because they've been in this front for years. So I think that's the advantage. Where they're playing, things like that, I don't think that really has much to do with it. But the idea that he understands how aggressive they're going to be and, you know, that they're going to be well-coached and things like that, that will help him for sure, because then maybe you can isolate a guy who you know is really aggressive and hit him with a double move. Or maybe, you take Hamilton, who likes to play down the box, and maybe you get Njoku in the seam and things like that because he knows how aggressive they'll be.
Lance, I always appreciate you setting aside the time. Always good to talk to you, get a preview here of the game coming up, and I'm excited to talk to you on Sunday. I thought you did a great job on our Fan Bud Light tailgate show that we have every Sunday morning. I got to listen to a majority of you on after me and Nick alongside JP. I thought you did great. I'm excited to hear you again this week.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Yeah, you guys, you and JP and all you guys, Spencer, you guys all make it really easy for me, so I appreciate it, and I look forward to Sunday. And again, I'd be shocked if the Browns don't compete. I got to think if they can hold them, if they can contain Lamar, they got a chance, Jake.
I'm really hoping, Coach. I hope when we talk next week, it's with really positive vibes about how this team looks still and not scratching our head going, well, that wasn't pretty. Now we look ahead to Green Bay.
Absolutely. A really good Green Bay team.
No doubt about it. Lance, appreciate you.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon, buddy.
Lance Reisling, Cleveland.com with us there on the Fan Hotline. We'll react to him when we come back, and you guys can jump in at 216-474-0092. It's Jake Volnick with you guys on Overtime right here on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.